Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I'm thrilled to say that this year, somebody who is embracing the title of a sexy single, the amazing traffic reporter on CBS 3, Misha Johnson, who's sitting right across from us looking more amazing than ever, is a sexy single. She was on the cover of the Daily News yesterday. Congratulations, Misha.
Oh, thank you. No, but really, I'm so happy to be here with you guys.
Called you, what was that like when they called you? As you said, we would like you to be a sexy single.
I'm always flattered. I'm always really flattered and really humbled. And it's, I gotta say, though, to be honest, it's a little embarrassing because you don't sometimes want to shout to the world when you're busy in your career and say, I'm single, too. So it's one of those, it's a delicate balance.
You are so amazing on TV.
Thank you.
Really, when you think about it, traffic's a negative, but you're always bubbly. Always seem excited about a traffic jam.
Yeah.
I'm saying, if I were to find a guy for you, just imagine, Al, not only is this one of the most beautiful women you ever, yeah. I mean, really, her body is insane. But anyway, in addition to that, you're never going to get stuck in traffic.
That's true.
Why not?
You're taking her out on a date. You don't think she knows where the snarl-ups are?
Yeah, all the side roads, all the side streets.
Right?
I got you.
She's got you covered. You'll never get in traffic.
No.
There's no gridlock with Misha Johnson.
No, but you know, you better have a fast car because I like speed.
All right.
I used to race snowmobiles a little bit.
Now you're taking me where I need to go.
She'll tell you where to go.
Misha, listen to me.
Yeah. Yes.
This is a primarily male audience.
Okay.
And they're right in your wheelhouse.
Oh. Hi, guys.
Right? Hell of a wheel.
So here's what I want to do, Misha. I want to do this because I'm very excited that you're on here.
Okay.
And by the way, I saw the other people on there. It's not close.
No, they are so good looking.
No.
Yes, they are, you guys.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Look at this guy. He's got a bathing suit.
No, I love him.
Who's the guy with the Speedo?
He looks great.
Right, there's not that guy.
He
stole
so
Al's bathing suit.
Conklin in there?
That's not right.
Yeah, that doesn't seem good at all.
Stop it.
Seriously, Misha, there's a reason why they put you on the cover, not these other losers.
No,
but anyway, here's...
other losers?
No, they are so good.
Other losers like Marshall Harris, Al, a year ago.
Conklin was on there.
So anyway, Misha, do me this one favor, because I'm a huge fan. I tell you, when you're on, I get the 82-inch screen. My dog Bentley jumps up and like really gets excited when he sees.
You know, that's not good.
No. He's excited to get away from you for a little while.
Anyway, it's not coming out right, but you know what I mean, Misha.
Misha,
let me go through specifications for a guy you would love to get to know.
Well, I don't want to make anyone feel.
No, there's nothing. I just want to know.
All right.
Like, what would be your preferred height range? How tall would you like the guy?
Well, you know. If I'm really honest, I usually date a little taller.
Just, like,
you know,
a 6-footer?
I got to say, too, I think it's because I was a gymnast. I have broad shoulders. So, I like a little height.
You like a little, full man there. You know, that's all right. So let's say 6 feet on that one, right? And you like a more athletic type because of your athletic background, correct?
You know, that has never really been one of my prereqs. Like, no, I mean, I just want like a really good, normal guy. He can have just a good, normal body. No, it doesn't even have to be
a dad bod is okay.
All bods are cute.
Okay.
Yes.
What's your position on facial hair?
I love facial hair, but if they're clean shaven, that's kind of a either way goes too, but I love a beard.
Do you like a guy with an overpowering personality or a guy who lays back more?
You know, I think you have to have that mixture of both, which equals personality. I think you have to know when to tone it down and just be a loving, caring person. And then you also have to know when to bring it up to have that, like, life that's memorable and fun to be.
Are you running for political office here? I'm trying to get... do you like
Never
a bald guy?
Know.
How about a bald guy?
Yeah, I mean, that's okay, too.
Do you think Yuki Washington is attractive?
I think he's lovely. He's one of my favorite people.
Lovely is a very interesting
word. So, in other words, even somebody with a toupee is okay with you, right? Because he's always wearing a very attractive toupee.
He has a toupee?
That's a toupee, but it's very classy.
No, I don't know if I love toupees, but that's weird.
No?
Not a toupee?
She doesn't like it. I think that might be one where I don't... Nothing against him, but I don't know if I love that.
So have you mentioned this to Yuki?
Okay, well, no, I haven't.
Something you might want to bring up. What about career, Misha? What about career? What kind of a career would, I mean, you want a guy who's making a good living, right?
Well, what's more important, not so much making a good living, but that he's smart. Like, you have to have intelligence. We can have a really good conversation all the time. You know what I mean?
That's
so it's
very
not so much
important.
About, like, the job and the dollars and all that stuff.
Do you
really
like
an
old-fashioned guy with chivalry?
Yes.
You do
yes.
like that kind of thing? Because a lot of girls now, they don't go for that.
Well, I don't care. They're wrong.
You like that?
Yes.
Right? So you like an old-fashioned guy that says, wow, this is the girl, I'm going to treat her like gold. Send her roses. Nice little love notes. That kind of stuff,
I mean,
right?
Okay, you don't have to get, like, way too corny on it. But, like, I think it's really important for a guy to know how to treat a woman. Yeah, that's super important.
It's corny.
And it's sexy, too. Like, it's not even about, like, weakness. It's about, that's just hot.
I never saw that as corny. It's these are all the techniques I use to get my wife.
Well, okay, good. But
job.
No.
See what he just did, Misha.
Yeah,
See what he just did.
He took it there. The opposite.
That's so wrong what he just did. Uh-huh. She has a good job. She's awesome looking. She's got an amazing personality.
Can I just ask you this?
Look at her eyes. Oh my God, they're like hypnotic. They're so perfect. Just tell me, is there any? When you look at yourself, do you see any flaws?
Yes.
You don't.
Oh, I sure do.
Could you name one thing about yourself that you consider less than perfect?
I could name a lot of things, but I won't, and this is why, because then everyone's going to be thinking about it. But yeah, there's always going to be things about yourself that
you're
like.
I don't think so.
Yes, well.
I don't think so.
What about you, Ange, when you look in the mirror? The guy behind you?
Okay, wow. Wow.
This is not right.
No, that just
That is not a good comment.
What the hell's wrong with you, John? You are in timeout.
See what he did
again?
He does that every day.
I'm a witness.
All right. Well, anyway, I want to ask you about this other thing because I was not aware that your dad was a boxer.
Yes.
Right? So your dad, so you actually know how to box.
Yeah. I mean, I never did it as a sport, but yeah, I would spar my whole life as a little kid. He always wanted, so I have two sisters too. I have two brothers, two sisters. And he always wanted the girls to be boxers. He just thought back in the day that that'd be really cool. So we were always sparring. And
your mom, a ballerina.
Yeah, she was a ballerina.
So you took ballet.
I took a little ballet, but it wasn't my thing. I went the gymnastics and springboard diving route.
But either one, I mean, so you have, like, you're a good dancer then.
Yes, I am.
Right?
You're a good dancer. Yeah.
And if you got to mix it up, you could get in the ring and work around it too. Huh?
Yes.
Your dad would be proud, right?
Yeah, he'd be very proud.
You're so perfect. All right, so what's going to happen here? I mean, what's the plan? If I don't find you a guy, are they going to find you a guy in the Daily News? What happens here? I'm sure you're getting a lot of feedback already.
Yeah, of course you. But I got to say, everyone's been really cute and really respectful and saying really, really nice and sweet things.
What's not to say?
I don't really know. I don't really know what happens from here. For me, it was just I was proud to represent CBS and put on the boxing gloves over my shoulder and have some fun and go to the party on Wednesday. It'll just be fun.
Is there anyone out here listening right now that feels they'd be a nice match with Misha?
The answer is no.
No, I don't.
I'm
not going to lie to you, Misha. I've had a spotty record with this, right? I've had a spotty record.
Yeah.
But Rhea has taken me aside and she said to me, you know what? I think you got to try one more time with Misha.
Misha, leave now.
Run. Run. Put your boxing gloves on.
CBS 3, they support you, don't they, Misha?
Yes, they do.
You see what I deal with?
Yeah.
Look at this guy's got a guy behind me on the mirror. Right?
No,
she's telling you to run out of the bed.
It's my responsibility as a fellow female in this business to tell her to run,
to run
like hell.
Can I get her a nice man?
No. Marshall.
Right? No, Marshall doesn't date, number one.
His career.
Can I tell you something? She can do a hell of a lot better than Marshall Harris. They upgraded this year.
Measured take, Al.
Misha, with your permission and only with your permission.
Oh, my God.
If I encounter someone who seems to fit this rather wide spectrum of specifications that you offered here, could I possibly see if maybe we could get a meet and greet?
Let's have some fun.
Let's do this.
I'll do it. I think it would be really fun.
Even that.
I'm totally open.
Even that, you were so perky. With.
Amazing.
You're amazing.
Yeah.
I want to congratulate
you
and CBS3
Thank you.
For having a truly worthy candidate this year.
Yeah.
Sexy singer.
Oh, now, I appreciate that.
Will you be voted the winner? Is this this is where no?
No, I don't think there's
you
any.
You already
vote
got
like
the
that.
Cover. You
no,
are the winner.
No, they're all. Trust me, you guys pick this up at home. Everyone.
Nice.
She got the cover.
Oh, then you won.
Yeah.
You
no,
already
there is
won.
No winning.
They
trust
already
me,
decided is. You're the best
why
one.
Why won?
They didn't
to,
put
no.
that idiot
no.
Harris with the red hat on there.
Why are you holding up the man in the Speedo there?
Yes.
Get
yes.
him out. I swear this yeah. is bad. Misha, congratulations. Watch
thank
her
you,
every day at CBS3.
Oh,
she's the best
God.
Traffic person this city has ever had. And I've loved you've been a couple of years now, right?
Yeah,
Misha?
2 years. Just celebrated 2 years. Man, it's
time.
Goes fast.
It's time for you to settle down. It's time.
Okay. Right. Well.
By the way, oh, there's a guy that's asking if she wants would you date a younger guy?
That's a tough one for me.
That's
I like a little
what's
older.
Your
that's trouble.
What's your cutoff? Just tell me where you go too young.
You know, I don't know if I want to say this.
30s, mid-30s.
I would never date lower than 30s, for
no.
sure. No.
No 20s.
20s, sorry.
20s are out.
I love you, but no way.
But you're in play in the
smart
30s.
Girl.
What's that?
You're in play 32, 33, 36,
that
38.
That's pushing it.
Yeah?
That's pushing
35
it.
35 and above.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
35
Let's do 35 at minimum.
To 45. 50?
Well, I mean,
36.
35 well, no, 35, 36. No, not 35 to 36. That's so gross.
No, give me some room here.
That is so gross.
I got to work with this.
You have between 1 year.
35 to 36.
No, that
Misha,
is gross.
I will not rest. Until first of all, I just want you to come back again because I love when
you
come
back. I'm so coming back.
All right, and are you going to do those tailgates again? Like
yes.
Well, come on! I need you and Tori back in here.
No, so much fun. We will.
By
anytime.
Then, I'll get you a guy.
Should we see? Let's have some fun with this.
Let's have
just
some
see
fun
what happens.
It.
No,
you never
no.
know.
She's
you
so
don't
great.
Understand.
You're
so
you open the door.
You're so great.
You're
so great. Misha, I'm going to find you a guy so you can
wait.
Be happy like me and Jonesy and
wait.
Al.
Yeah.
All these happily married people.
Can't wait.
Right. Run back to Minnesota.
Yeah, right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the amazing Misha Johnson.